Right, well, joining me now is Garforth Town's brand new manager, Adi Costello. First of all, Adi, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you for ringing.
Adi, I know how busy you must have been today. Just, first of all, how are you feeling that you're the new manager of Garforth Town?
I'm absolutely delighted, I've got to be honest. It's I met with the board yesterday, met with the owners, and to be offered the job after a lengthy interview, it's got to be said, I was over the moon. So, I thank the owners for giving me the trust, and hopefully that trust will be rewarded in results in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years.
And looking at the process of you getting this role, was it simply a case that you've had that one interview and you've impressed and been given it?
Was it just one interview?
Yes.
No, I had, certainly Brian, one of the owners, rang me on Sunday and discussed it with me, got some length over the telephone. And then on Monday, rang me back and discussed it again over the telephone, and then invited me to a formal interview, if you like, at Garforth Town's ground, where I was for approximately 3 hours yesterday. I was being sounded out over a couple of phone calls, which lasted about half an hour each time, and then invited for interviews. So it was sort of a three-pronged process, if you like.
And just how much are you looking forward to having the role?
I really am looking forward to it. I can't honestly describe it to you, but if you can imagine today, I've charged my phone twice and I'm almost running out of battery again because I've constantly been on the phone, well-wishers, people that have been ringing me up saying congratulations, well done, really looking forward to seeing you in the dugout, to radio interviews, to interviews from the press, from me trying to get players in, trying to bring signings in, trying to get loan deals in for the club. It's been non-stop, I'll be honest. And if I hadn't enjoyed it, no, I'd have turned my phone off, to be honest.
Well, I'm glad you haven't for me, mate. Just looking at the squad then, just how much work needs to be done in terms of growing the numbers?
Looking at, from an interview yesterday and from the initial conversations I've had with the matchday secretary today, I have got a good feeling on how many players that aren't going to Ossett and are actually staying. Some that are a little bit undecided at this moment in time, which I will telephone tomorrow to discuss, come to a meeting. I'm going to hold a meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the ground to discuss all the issues, for people to ask me questions. And, I will have. And then I've been securing a few loan deals today, with one from a pro club academy, which is I've secured. All I need to do now is to get the secretary to ring their secretary and get it sorted for tomorrow. We will have a decent squad for taking us forward into Saturday, into Tuesday, and probably into the next few weeks. I will then, over those time, need to strengthen. I know I need to strengthen, go out and find players that want to play football the way I want football to be played.
And of course, that's going to be the thing, isn't it? You're going to have a different style than the former manager, Graham, and the players are going to have to get used to it.
I think all managers have a style. I mean, the key word today is a philosophy. Everybody has a philosophy how football should be played. We want to play football that, one, gives results, two, gives the fans satisfaction, and three, the players can actually cope and deal with and play. So, I've got a style of play I would like to play. I will take that into training, into coaching over the next few weeks, and sort of bring that philosophy into the games and into coaching, so that, in a few weeks' time, we will be playing the way I want to play. Without a shadow of a doubt, and be looking for players that can play that way. And I'm sure it isn't rocket science. We want to play attacking, attractive football, be defensively sound at the back, and keep the ball on the floor and play. It's entertaining. People want to see that, and that's what we'll try and play.
And looking at yourself, Adi, you are UEFA A licensed coach, and you're also involved with York City. Can you just describe your role there?
Yeah, I'm the current youth development phase lead coach, which is full-time post. I basically look after all the ages from under-12s through to under-16s and manage the under-16s on a game day on a Sunday. And when needed, I assist with helping out with the youth team for people like John O'Green and Andy Mack, Andy McMillan. So, you know, full-time role, full-time coaching, and, you know, supplemented with full-time at Garford almost. So, yeah, I'll basically two full-time jobs, see myself coming backwards, and 5 hours sleep a night, I'll be all right.
And obviously you'll be hoping that you can use a little bit from one job to help the other job as well.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, there's, I have learned a lot over the last 12 months from some incredibly talented coaches at York City. And you know, I've learned a lot, and we never stop learning. And I'll, you know, what I've learned, I'll hopefully take into the game, into my coaching. I'll continue to learn through these people. I often see them running sessions and think, you know what, that's what we need. We need a bit of that. I'll take that into our sessions, into our game. So, yeah, you're always learning. You take what you take from York, you'll take to Garford, and I will learn things from the Garford players without a shadow of a doubt that I will take back to York City, because you're always learning. And if you think you know it, you're afraid it's a qualification. It doesn't mean you're a great coach. It means on that day, at that time, I fulfilled criteria that everybody was happy for to make me a UEFA coach. Then you go away and learn. You go away and learn. It's like you pass your driving test. Don't make me a driver on that day. You go away and learn. And that's how I view coaching. I passed the qualification, and 5 years ago, I was, you know, deemed suitable for it. And in the last 5 years, I've gone away and learned from some very, very good coaches.
And looking at yourself, obviously, you've lived further away than the English Isles, because you were at one point living in Abu Dhabi. How was that?
That was an experience. I absolutely loved it, I've got to be honest. Football is incredibly popular in Abu Dhabi. It's so, kids are so passionate about the game, of course, you know, with the Etihad and Man City and the links with Manchester City and the UAE. Incredibly popular. It's fantastic. The season is slightly shorter. It's incredibly warm in sort of September and October to be playing, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning in 40 degree heat. You know, and it is an experience. It's a good experience. You learn a lot about yourselves. You're dealing with lots of different nationalities, a lot of Europeans, South Americans, Australasians, you know, as well as people from United Arab Emirates, and you learn a lot about yourself, and you learn a lot about different cultures and how to get your point across when maybe English isn't their primary language.
And just looking then at this Garforth side, I mean, looking at the initial objectives, you've got a game on Saturday against Parkgate, and then you're in the West Riding County Cup. Just how much are you looking forward to them opening games?
Oh, I'm looking forward. I'm immensely looking forward to it. You know, I can't wait till Saturday to sort of step out with the team and say, come on, let's be competitive. Let's get 3 points under our belt. Let's go out there, play football, show everybody that, you know, regardless of the players that have left, the players will leave. And I understand, you know, I understand non-league that players go with managers. I understand that. But you know, you are the basis of my team now. Let's go out and play. Let's go out and be competitive. And let's go out there, be competitive in the league. Game on Tuesday, and before you know it, it's Saturday again. So, you know, and then before you know it, it's the FA Bar. So, you know, crikey, I don't think I'm going to have 5 minutes where I'm not preparing for, you know, preparing for a game, playing a game, or reflecting on the performance and the results of the game the day before. So it's going to be constant Garforth, I think, over the next few weeks.
And just finally, Adie, then, just looking at an overall aim in terms of the end of the season, have you got one in mind yet, or do you want to just reassess the squad first of all?
I haven't. I've seen some clips. I've seen some players. I couldn't at this moment in time say, you know, give you a forecast of where I think we're going to be or what my aim is. All I will say is, every week I will perform 100%. I expect the players to perform 100%. And I'm keen on teamwork. I'm keen on the word we and not I. So it is about we will win together. We will lose together. We will be a team together. And if that propels us up the league, fantastic. You know, and that's, you know, everybody's aim is to win every game. And that's what I'm no different to anybody else. You know, we won't. I know we won't. But the ultimate aim is to win every game. And I know we won't. And wherever we end up at the end of the season, you know, we'll look to then take that to next year. But I wouldn't like to say we're going in the top four, or, you know, we're out, because I just go with, at this moment in time, I haven't seen us play. I've seen clips. I need to reassess the squad. Bring in new players who haven't played with existing players. Bring in loan players who haven't played with existing players. All the players I'm bringing in. So we need to sort of settle down as a squad over the next couple of weeks.